to Galway, and Galway's year as European Capital of Culture has been further impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. For more, here's our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath. Pat, Galway 2020 is turning into the most unlucky arts venture in Ireland in a long time, isn't it? What's the latest?
Well, from bad to worse, I suppose, Anya. 2 weeks ago, the board of Galway 2020 met to discuss how they deal with the challenges posed by coronavirus and the restrictions on public movement. So today's statement is, I suppose, a further staging post along the road to what will ultimately be either a dramatically curtailed programme or no programme at all, I'd say, at this stage, because most staff have been let go. The contract with the creative director, Helen Marriage, and her Artichoke company has been terminated. There is still talk of a contracted programme. This is what the board have said in their last two statements. But that will be a very tricky ask now at this point in time because of the fact that sponsorship, that funding has dried up. There's very little prospect of, when things open up again, that businesses will be in a position to provide private sector sponsorship. There's also uncertainty re the duration of the restrictions, of course, and little prospect, it seems, as well, of the designation being extended by Europe into 2021 to give a further few months at the tail end that they could throw on a bit of a show.
So it won't be like the Euros or anything like that. We can't extend the timetable on this one. 2020 will end at the end of 2020 for Galway.
It seems that way. I mean, the department have said that they have had some negotiations with the European Commission, but the Commission hasn't been clear or forthcoming in terms of whether it would be amenable to that or not. And it would create a log jam, I suppose, because there are two European towns or cities selected each year as the capital of culture for that year. The process takes place years in advance. Galway was given the designation in 2016, so there's a lot of red tape involved in securing the designation, activating the designation, and running the year of events. So that poses problems from a European perspective, one imagines.
There was one thing that did work, though, didn't I see it online? Those lovely mountain illuminations.
This was an event called Savage Beauty out in Connemara, but that was, I suppose, a case of cutting the cloth according to its measure, because that was supposed to be a public event where you could be bussed out to Connemara and see these lights reflecting on mountains at night. But that ultimately had to be set up, staged, videoed and taken down because people couldn't travel a few weeks back around St. Patrick's Day with the restrictions. And I suppose overall, as the 2020 project seems to be disintegrating even further, the overwhelming feeling locally would be probably one of sadness, because it's not one a project without its detractors, but it really has been cursed from the very, very start with communications issues. The opening ceremony had to be cancelled. There are tantalising glimpses from time to time of what could have been. An example of that is the Strut na Tanga event, which repurposed Galway City Airport at a cost of €500,000. It was open for a couple of days, then the restrictions came in. The shutters had to come down. So just terrible bad luck for Galway 2020.
It would be a great podcast or a great movie, wouldn't telling the story. Pat, thank you very much indeed. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath there. And